Oh, my friends, I'm telling you, I got to have some more of this dip. Now, you notice, once again, heavy dip, lots of dip, small chip. That's the proper way to eat dip. And then,
let's see.
What was it? What are those? What am I eating?
So, once again, you've got the caramelized, the onions with a little Worcestershire. So, butter, diced onions, Worcestershire, 5 to 8 minutes total. 3 minutes first, add in the Worcestershire, another 3 to 5 minutes. Set them aside, let them cool a little bit. Then start your base ingredients. An 8-ounce package of whipped cream cheese, an 8-ounce package of sour cream. Mix those together. Add in half a cup of mayonnaise. In this case, I'm using a Chipotle a Chipotle Sir Kensington mayo, which is just really good, solid ingredients. And now, that's it. You mix it up, serve it with some good chips or scoops, and you're all good to go. Now, next, we're going to start with a dish that I began earlier in our first segment. So just to refresh everyone's memory, I created a miso glaze using a red miso paste. And miso, just to refresh everyone's memory, is a fermented soybean. So kind of like tofu. And to that, we're going to add some mirin wine, sesame oil, seasoned rice vinegar, soy sauce, fish sauce, a little bit of ginger juice, and mix that all together until you get a consistency. And you want to taste it. It's going to be a strong miso flavor consistency, but you want it to be something that's going to marinate well. And you really do want this to marinate for about an hour to an hour and a half.
So this isn't one of these quick throw it in, pull it out, and go.
Right. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a pan with grass-fed butter that I've melted down. And what service? Do you see that? Will just brought those other taco bowls that he cooked off. How fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, really. See, now he's gone for the rest of the show.
Well, of course she did. She loved them. We all did. This is wonderful.
We're taking the grass-fed butter, and now we're going to add in our Chilean sea bass. Now, this is a recipe that you could actually bake the sea bass off as well.
Would you like another one? Would you like me to get you one?
No, I'm good. I'm cooking, although if there's one there later, I'll eat it, but I sincerely doubt there'll be one there later. And in the meantime, well, let me first say, because this is such great Chilean sea bass that they have here at Whole Foods, this is not going to take long to cook because I don't want to overcook it. You can already see that the miso is so embedded in the meat there, and we're going to end up shredding this for the taco. We're going to cut it up a little bit and make it easier, but it's just, I mean, just look at that. It's just beautiful.
Well, you know, Cuba's been in the news recently, Chef Eric. I want to share. You want to talk about a success? You want to talk about an overachiever?
Sure.
In 1982, a cow named Ubra Blanca, cow from Cuba, set a world record when it did what?
When it produced twins?
28 gallons of milk in one day.
Oh, my.
And 20... You know what the average cow produces in a day? Seven gallons,
yeah.
So this cow produced 28 gallons in one day, and not only did it do that in one day, but it smashed the world record in 305-day lactation period, milk-producing period, 6,405 gallons out of one cow.
Really?
Amazing. Wow.
Thank you for the story about the cow from Cuba.
I thought that was clever.
It is. But now we're ready to start assembling our taco a little bit. And what I've got is the sea bass is going to be shredded for the main piece here, but obviously don't shred it until it's finished cooking. It takes about a total of 5 minutes to, or 5 to 8 minutes in that nice grass-fed butter. And because it's typically the way you're going to get that fillet, it's going to be thick in the middle, and there's a pretty heavy set of bones that runs down the center of the fillet. Now, what I do is I take a fillet knife, and I cut down. I first of all take off the skin, and then I cut down on either side of that row of bones, and you're going to be able to sort of cut out most of them. You might feel a couple of bones here and there after that, but by cutting down the middle, now you're going to have two triangular-shaped pieces. So that's what I put in the marinade, in the miso marinade when we started out. Then when I cook it, you got to cook it on three sides now. You're going to cook it on both sides, you're going to flip it, and then you're going to stand them up on the end, on the thicker end that you cut out from the middle.
Can you tell by looking at it, like some fish you can tell by the natural thermometer?
Yeah. So with a Chilean sea bass, basically there is a very light opacity, a light white appearance to it, and it becomes much more opaque. So it becomes a firmer white appearance to it. But really, it's, you know, it's going to be soft. It's going to be great. All right. Last thing is the cabbage for the taco. I take sesame oil, mirin wine, seasoned rice vinegar, soy sauce, and a little bit of fish sauce, and that sesame oil is going to give a nice little depth of flavor to the cabbage. I let that marinate as well for about 5 minutes, and now we'll start assembling our dish.
And so, you could do it on either a soft taco or a hard taco. It really doesn't make any difference. I know some tend to...
I really feel pretty strongly that it's got to be a hard, a soft taco, just because there really is no such thing as hard tacos in the taco world. And
you ever been to Taco Bell?
As I said. And the reason that we have hard taco shells is it was easier for the U.S. for market to deal with. But most tacos really are soft tacos. Always have been, always will be. When you go to a taco truck, like a real taco truck,
they ask you. I got one. El Peron or El Pardon.
El Portone?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an American company.
Not the one that's over there on...
No. The only reason they would currently offer you anything but a soft taco is to cater...
That's right. Sometimes people actually cater to the taste of their clientele.
Yeah, but I know
that's not
the way you think, so...
Well, no, my clientele likes hard taco shells. But anyway, a little trick too, my friends, if you got those weenie soft taco shells and you want to really make a bunch of them, you want to make them quick, try this. Put them in your oven. Put them on the rack. Fold them over the rack in your oven and let them hang down. And then if you use one or two tongs, that'll kind of give you the wideness of your rack. Then bake it at about 350 for about 10 minutes. Bring them out, let them dry, and now you've got hard taco shells.
Well, there you go. If you must, then that's a good way to do it.
Yes.
Now, actually, that's a technique that I would use if I was making, like, let's say, my own blue corn tortilla shells for, like, small appetizers or something like that.
It's a clever way to do it.
All right. So what I'm doing now is I've basically cut up the sea bass, and I'm topping each one of them with a little bit of the coleslaw. So this will have sort of an Asian flavor to it.
Those actually look good. Of course, you do a lot of tacos, different kinds of tacos, and I think that shows the versatility. It really does, because tacos can be...
You know, a taco is just, it's like bread, right?
It's like a mini meal.
You make a sandwich, you use bread.
Yeah.
I prefer to use a soft taco.
When we come back, we'll find out and wrap up all the recipes that were done. Chef and a Fat Man Live, Super Bowl celebration as it is right here at Whole Foods at East Cobb. Values matter, baby.